Let's find out about one particular form of online fraud. Here's the BBC's Mark Gregory again. Listen out for the word phishing and see if you can understand what it is.
Phishing frauds take the form of messages that often appear to come from someone the user knows, friends or colleagues perhaps, that trick them into providing information useful to criminals.
Did you hear the word phishing? It's spelled differently to how you might expect it to be. P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. Phishing is where you get an email or message that you think was sent by somebody you know. But appearances can be deceiving.
Deceiving. It isn't what it appears to be.
Phishing emails fish for information about people. That's why the word sounds like fish, the creatures in the sea. They might appear as an email from somebody you already know, or pretend to be from a trusted website or company.
Phishing emails encourage you to hand over important personal information, such as your password or username.
And with this information, criminals might be able to gain access to or get into your Facebook or Twitter account.
So are there any ways we can protect ourselves from this kind of scam or fraud, Stephen?
Well, it's important to be very careful about the information you share online. Lots of social networks have advice or guidelines on creating